And asked if I could pinch hit for him this morning. And it was a silence like that. And he said, David, it's taking too long for you to respond. But Bill has been very good to us over many years. And so I was glad to do my best. In fact, Bill had suggested that I show you the video that you'll see in a few minutes here. And it has to do with our ministry in Bible translation. So many of you are aware that last month, Penelope and I completed the proofing, the typing of the Tado New Testament. And then in August, we began the typesetting of the Chami New Testament, two languages of the same language family. And happily, we expect to complete this process in Chami by Friday of this new week. And so we would like to again extend the invitation to any of you who would like to come to a proofing party. So we arrive, we start about 8:30 in the morning, and each person who gets assigned a task that doesn't require your understanding Chami. You're looking at the page and looking for things that you can readily identify. And it takes 2.5, 3 hours, and then we celebrate by having a meal together provided for you. So I know that some of you participated in that last time, and so we're extending the invitation again. If you would like to do that, please speak to either Penelope or myself. So in that proofing party, we showed a video that has to do somewhat with our ministry. And it's not really a video. The information is not designed to exactly demonstrate all facets of our ministry. Rather, I was asked by my supervisor to prepare a video that would describe my life to new members on his leadership team. So that's the purpose of this this video. And so you will hear the name Justin mentioned in this slideshow. And just so you know that he is the our supervisor and the leader of the leadership team of which we're a part. So I thought you'd enjoy seeing this. Describes our work over the past 30 years. And then we'll have some time for you to respond afterwards. So, Steve, take it away. Excuse me, Steve, I can barely hear it, and I know what I'm saying, but I think that probably others are lost. If we can improve the audio, please. Well, while they're doing their magic up there, so one of the things that we're very thankful for is that during this whole process, during these 2 months, we have had really uninterrupted communication with our teams on the field. So it's been excellent to be able to get real-time feedback on the questions that have come up as we've been reviewing this text. It's really amazing to me that we've been years and years working on this translation. We've had community checks where we've been over every single book with believers and non-believers in communities, getting feedback and checking. And inevitably, every time I look at the text, we thought, we might be able to say that just a little bit better. But the idea of part of this this process of typesetting is to close the canon as such it is, and to be able to move on to printing and then distribution. So we are making plans to have these New Testaments printed in Colombia and then distributed. And interestingly, there's a mixed reception to this idea of having scriptures in the language, because generally there's a tremendous opposition to the gospel and things of the Lord in most places in these indigenous communities. So we're not welcome at most places where we go. But on the other hand, we see that many of these communities at the same time say, what is this? This is literature in our language. We've never seen this before. This might be very useful to have in our schools. And so in several places that have not invited us to go in and preach or share, they've said, we'd like to be able to have access to these. Is that better? No. I'll keep rambling. So many of these, communities are saying, we would like to be able to have these Bibles available to us in our communities for religion class in our schools. So they're required, interestingly, by the Colombian government to have religion class, and so we're seeing great enthusiasm for having the scriptures there. So we're just very thankful for that kind of encouragement too. Normally, when we consider a publication of a New Testament or a scripture, there's a tremendous celebration. We have a dedication and invite people from hither and yon to come and celebrate with us the advent of having really scriptures for the first time in the language. Sadly, because of the opposition, most communities are very hesitant to think about that kind of planning. So we'd like to be able to say, in December, we're inviting all of you to come to a celebration of the dedication of the Chami New Testament in X community, but we probably won't be able to do that. But nonetheless, we are very thankful for seeing that the way that the Lord has worked and is opening doors for these scriptures actually to be used. And so, even though Penelope and I are reaching a kind of milestone in our ministry with nearing the completion of the publication of these New Testaments, the work continues. So it's not just having Bibles in a box and that's it. It's really our desire to see these scriptures used. And so we're available to come alongside communities and help them to develop other tools to know how best to access the scriptures. So made plans for recording, for dubbing videos like the Jesus film, didactic games to help them understand scripture. So we still have much work to do.
Hey brother, could you just narrate? Turn the volume off, just narrate.
I could do that. What do our wizards say? Thumbs up. All right. So this is the condensed version of my life. My parents, Phyllis and Carol Pickens. My great parents. I had a very normal middle class upbringing in the Midwest and then on the East Coast. My three sisters. And we're still a very tight family. When I was a young man, I went off to music school, learned to play the trombone, and got a job playing the trombone in the orchestra in Bogota, Colombia. There, my roommate preached the gospel to me with an amazing power, and I became a believer. Shortly thereafter, Penelope Britton came to the orchestra to play the French horn. We fell in love and got married, just about that fast. And inspired by what we saw of missions in Colombia, we joined Wycliffe, had our son Noah, and moved to the jungle. Lived with the Empena Tado people, where we built a house and began learning the language and the culture. So we had our babies there with us too, and that really helped for the people to understand that we were just normal people like they. It was a great place to grow up, just really beautiful. It was a tremendous adventure. But in fact, Penelope reminds me that it was also a very hard place to live. And so there were just many dangers there, floral, faunal, and human at every step. So the Tato weren't interested in the Bible initially, but they did have toothaches, and so someone had trained me in tooth extraction. And so that was my first ministry. Hundreds of teeth. But we also began language learning, and Penelope, although she studied to be a translator, quickly became deeply involved in literacy work. And so unfortunately, we had to leave from one day to the next due to subversive activity in the region. And it was about that time that our daughter Grace was born in the city where we lived in Pereira. And so we adopted a remote strategy where we worked with Tato refugees who also had to flee the violence and lived in the city. There we worked with some other translation teams, and with the Tato began translating Genesis. And we also began work in literacy, which continues to this day. And it bears in mind saying that it was really significant for us to be involved in a local assembly there all throughout our ministry. It's really a keystone for us. Well, due to the ongoing violence in Colombia, we had moved to Ecuador in 2002. And although you see our genuine smiles there, it was yet another transition for our family. Really hard. So unlike Colombia, where the rural areas were controlled by subversives, we had a lot more freedom to get out and about in Ecuador. And it was especially good for me and the boys to enjoy those things, but also Grace, too. We had a special relationship. Well, it was about 15 years ago that we were asked to consider taking on the Chami Translation Project as well. And so making trips back into Colombia, we began learning the Chami culture and language also. And we began to set about translating the scriptures for them as well. Sometimes wondering, what are we doing? So this is the translation team, both Chami and Tato. We were translating all at the same time. They still had ongoing security issues in their communities, but we worked tirelessly to complete this translation. In fact, it was a really energizing, fun work team, and our friendships continue to this day. Penelope began to work with a grad from a local program. And so Jennifer became Penelope's mentee in literacy. And they developed all kinds of tools in order to be able to promote the use of the scriptures and just basic literacy. They're always based on sound pedagogical principles, always involved fun, and always a rainbow of colors. And I instead focused on the translation, and we began to see that that was something that the communities themselves took a hold of, both locally and with the ones who had been displaced in urban locations. So it was great to see them leading the way in this process. And at the same time, we see that accompanying the translation process was the strength of the gospel going forward and local bodies of believers being formed. So we're very thankful for what the Lord has done there. At some point, it was apparent that we needed to come home due to aging parents and transition of our children. So we attended graduations and weddings and just generally enjoyed being with one another. Same time, Penelope and I continue to enjoy getting out and doing things ourselves, exploring the world around us. We especially enjoy the coast of the Southeast. And so in 2016, we were invited to join the America's Area Leadership Team, leading the way in Spanish-speaking South America. And so we've endeavored to produce teams that would have a focus on service. And so it's really been a way for us to get to know the Bible translation movement across the continent, including in Venezuela. And so if I could sum up my life in a series of prayer cards over the past years, I wouldn't say that it's all been smiles or fun. We've had plenty of failures, tears, frustrations, but at every step of the way, seeing our children develop, each in their own way, we can say that we have indeed been fully blessed. And so we ask, well then, what comes next? Well, still family, and we have granddaughters now. Yeah. So, we have 7 minutes. Having seen that, any questions, follow-up questions or comments? Just shout them out. Or, thank you for that question, Doug. Are we going to charge for the Bibles? We have really let the communities make that decision. Happily, people have donated, largely here in the United States and North America, for the printing of these scriptures. We're probably pretty much on track for that, and so we will leave it at the disposition of the communities, the local bodies, whether or not they want to charge and how they want to do that distribution. I think generally there's an expectation that they would like to just receive it. I think money complicates things. I'll just say that much. Yeah, but good question. Someone else?
Will you be taking on any more languages or continue working in Taiwan?
Thank you, Colin. More languages. We would like to support teams that we have recruited to work with other languages. So we've already started that process. We're working very closely with a Venezuelan and Colombian couple who are working in the same language family, and so we're already mentoring them, and we'd like to focus in that, as well as continuing to support the communities who ask for help in Chami and Tado. Steve. This is just the New Testament that we're distributing now. We're entirely open to the idea of continuing in Old Testament to work as consultants in that. Yes.
You mentioned that they were working on Genesis. Have any Old Testament books done?
We have several Old Testament books completed. We decided that we would just publish a separate New Testament at this point, and provide the Old Testament books as requested. One of the virtues now of digital publication is that we can do it very inexpensively on this device as opposed to printing. So yeah. We have all kinds of footnotes in this New Testament citing Old Testament portions, so I feel that yes, at some point we need to complete that work. Yes. Yes, that's right. Okay. Anyone else? So, don't forget, if you're interested and able, we'd love to have you come on Friday morning to the Chami New Testament Proofing Party. So please talk to me or to Penelope. Can we pray together to conclude our time? Father in heaven, we thank you that you have raised up many people from these indigenous communities to come together and say, we desire to hear God's word in our language. that you've equipped them to be able to come this far. And so we commit the remainder of this process to you, Lord, that these two New Testaments could be just in the best possible shape, faithful, natural, and clear, and that you would continue to open doors for their use and reception. Raise up, Lord, other workers to come alongside and take these scriptures to where they're needed. Lord, provide for them literacy resources so that they'd be able to read and really grasp with comprehension what you're trying to communicate to them. We commit to you their plans for recordings, for dubbings, and for developing other materials to help these scriptures really come alive and be significant. Lord, we're just thankful that we can offer this tool for service of your kingdom workers for these communities in Colombia, South America. We commit the process to you in Jesus' name. Amen.